Hello again, and welcome to Studies in the Gospels on the Gospel Radio Network. My name is Chris McElyea, your host for this program, where each week we examine the life of Christ as found in the four Gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We've been looking at Jesus' final days with his disciples before the cross, and today we begin to look at Jesus' farewell discourses. Today, we're going to look at John chapter 14, and over the next few weeks, we'll be looking at John chapters 14, 15, and 16. Now, the scene is set as we move closer to the cross. And let's go now to John chapter 14 as we pick up in verse 1, as Jesus speaks to his apostles. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also, and where I go, you know, and the way you know. Chapter 14 begins with Jesus having just informed the apostles that he was about to be leaving them. And Jesus now begins to give them encouragement and assurance for the future, and tells them of the works that they will do. We find that the 11 were distressed. They were angry with Judas. And Peter has just been told that he would deny the Lord 3 times. They were stressed and they were confused. Yet see the compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus knew that he was only a few hours away from being arrested. Yet Jesus was the one consoling his friends, not the other way around. Jesus told them to believe in God, and believe in him, and believe that he will come again, and to believe that heaven was real. Verse 5. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Thomas was undoubtedly speaking what was on the mind of all of those disciples. They were confused. They were still not understanding. They were still thinking that Jesus would establish an earthly kingdom. Sadly, there are thousands upon thousands of people today that are waiting for that very same thing, for Jesus to establish a kingdom. But Jesus points them to the spiritual. Jesus is the only way. He is the only truth. And he is the only life. Jesus is the only avenue to the Father. The world is filled today Islam, Buddhism, and the like are all without hope. Even if the nature of man today is acceptance of everything. But we must understand that with no Jesus, there is no Father. And with no Father, there's no eternity. There's no hope. Are you a part of the true Church of Christ or a false Church of Christ? In verse 7, Jesus said, "If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." Philip asked Jesus to show us the Father in a visible way. Philip had spent 3 years with Jesus and should have recognized the Father in Jesus. But like the others, he was still not understanding. Jesus was in the Father, and the Father in him, as he would point out. We'll later especially see this unity in chapter 17. Philip should have understood at this point. However, they would soon understand. And they would soon turn the world upside down with the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so Jesus now promises them a helper, the Holy Spirit. There was fixing to be a new dispensation and a new role for the Holy Spirit. But he is not new, for we can go all the way back to Genesis chapter 1, among other places, to find that the Holy Spirit is eternal and had been around for eternity. Now verse 15, Jesus speaks, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. At that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while present with you. Jesus said, If you love me, keep my commandments. Christians that truly and love the Lord will take joy and delight in keeping the commandments. This is how we show our love for Jesus. This is what separates the wheat from the chaff. It will be more than lip service. It will be demonstrated by fruit bearing through good works. Jesus loved his disciples and promised to send them the Holy Spirit after he returned to the Father. The Holy Spirit would be with man forever. He is the revealer and the giver of all truth. The New Testament writers would, as individual men, work under the direct influence of the Holy Spirit. He would guide the apostles into all truth and give them the words to speak at the right time and at the right places. Indeed, what an amazing promise it is that we find in verse 20. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Jesus Christ is at one with the Father, and the disciple is in Christ, and Christ is in the disciple. Truly, those who claim to love Christ and do not keep his commandments are living a lie, and the truth is not in them. Sending the Holy Spirit was another display of the great love of Jesus for man. Verse 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice, because I said I am going to the Father. For my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, And as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from here. Now the Holy Spirit would come, as foretold in verse 16, when he said, And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. He would teach them. Now this promise, in the direct sense, was given to the apostles. But in the indirect sense, he teaches us today through the word that was given to our first century brethren and recorded for the ages. We are taught the doctrine of the apostles that was given to them by the Holy Spirit. Now in verse 30, Jesus said, I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. Jesus is fully aware that his work is almost done, that he would be with them no longer. In verse 31, he said, But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise and let us go from here. The greatest act of love ever seen was about to occur. Jesus Christ was about to take upon his shoulder the sin of every man and every woman that had ever lived up to that point. He was taking on his shoulder the sin of every man and every woman living at that time. And not only that, but the sin of every man and woman that would come in the future. I'm reminded of the beautiful hymn we sing from time to time. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. By God's word, at last my sin I learned. Then I trembled at the law I'd spurned, till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Now I've given to Jesus everything. Now I gladly own him as my king. Now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. And so in verse 31, Jesus said, Arise, let us go from here. Jesus still had more to say in this farewell teaching and discourse. But when finished by chapter 18, they are headed toward the Garden of Gethsemane. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. I want to thank you for joining me today. If the Lord wills, and we're together next week, we'll continue to look at Jesus' farewell discourse as we come to chapter 15 here in the book of John. I hope you'll join me. Remember, our program will be replayed this evening at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, and posted to the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website in a day or so. So until we meet again, this is Chris, saying so long, have a great day, and may God bless you.